Hello, friends. You're listening to Conversations. My name is Don Shire, and I'm with Dave Wager. Dave is president of Silver Birch Ranch, located in the beautiful North Woods of Wisconsin. And Dave, it is a beautiful place these days, isn't it?
You know, it really is. Yeah. To live in the North Woods is a great blessing. People actually vacation here. We get to live here.
Yeah, it really doesn't even matter what time of the year.
No.
It's just beautiful all the time. Even in the ugliest times of the year, it's just a beautiful North Woods place to come visit. And the reason I guess I'm bragging on it is this is a place that you can take advantage of, my friends.
Yep.
If you're listening today, you really should check out this ministry and see how it could be used as a tool for your church. It could be something you could be taking advantage of as well with all the different types of retreats we have going on here. So I'll give you the website address in just a little while, but the program is called Conversations, and that's what we're going to do today. We have about 9 minutes left, and for a few decades now, have been coming to you with what's been challenging us in our lives.
Yeah, kind of quick hit.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about things, and it's got to quit. It stop. And
yeah.
I actually love that, because the Spirit of God then has to just pick up, and hopefully you'll listen and allow some time to sort it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you started on something last week, Dave, that was kind of an interesting thought, and that's the fact that we lack definition. We lack clarity in our lives. And one of the points that you brought up was how by not having that clarity, it causes problems.
Yeah. You know, I said definition brings clarity.
Yeah.
Clarity brings certainty. In other words, confidence, because you know what it is.
Yeah.
And confidence is the byproduct of that is peace. If you don't have definition, then you're not clear, so you have blurriness. And that blurriness leaves you uncertain, and the byproduct of that is hopelessness.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, the word love.
Okay.
Two people look at each other and say, I love you. What in the world does that mean?
We have
no idea.
To a lot of different people.
That's right. There is no definition there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no clarity. There's no certainty. Someone left saying, he said he loved me. Someone else goes, what does that mean? Does he want to use you? Does he want to love you? Does he want to care? What does that mean? You know, after the Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriages, there was a big sign outside that said, love wins.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, all right. So they said that's what love is. They defined it that way. Now, God says that he is love. He wiped out the Canaanites.
Hmm.
All right, we need to look at what this word love means,
mm-hmm.
because it means something different to everybody. A pastor might end a sermon saying, we need to love our fellow man, and everyone go, amen. And we mean that. Yes, sorry, Bob, that's what we're doing. But nobody knew what he said at the time, so nothing happens. Or we need to go out and, you know, the problem is if people start defining, if teachers start defining things, we get mad at them because they're meddling. They get into our lives and they start saying, you should think about that, you know. Here's the deal. If you love somebody, you are going to sacrificially do whatever it takes to make sure their life is the best it can be. Let me give you an example. A young man came to me the other day, and he was saying, man, the other night, you know, he's talking, I asked him how he's doing and hold him accountable. He said, man, I was struggling with lust. I said, well, you know what to do? He goes, yeah, I told God, you know, I shouldn't be lusting. I said, no. Everybody knows that. I mean, God knows that. You know that. So what did you just say? I said, here's what you need to do. You need to call a spade here. You need to say, you know what? I am willing to take another person, a woman, and I am willing to take her and use her for my own pleasure and then discard her. That's who I am. And tell God that. And he looked at me and goes, you're right. All I did was sugarcoat it. Because that's exactly what I would do. I know. Can you believe it? You would take somebody and abuse them and use them for your own pleasure and hurt them. Now, that's what you want to talk to God about. Now, the funny thing is, you define it, now it's clear. The problem is me and my sin and what I do. That's the problem. Now, all of a sudden, I am certain I can come before God and confess my sins and know that I can go another path here. And now I have this peace that passes understanding because I'm listening to God. Now, the other thing is, these guys have come to me for years saying, I don't know how to defeat lust. You know, I just don't know how to do it. Well, it's called repentance. It's called calling it what it is and saying what it is. Well, I did. I say it's lust. Yeah, but what is that? What is it? It's the basic thing of Satan. Satan is somebody who would use you. He would use you. in order to get to God. He would use you, and when you're done, he gets rid of you. He doesn't care. That's satanic. So call it what it is, but don't keep calling it by names that make it acceptable to you. You know, and what we need to understand is that when we talk to God, we're talking to somebody who's honest and who knows the definition. So when God says that I need to love my wife, all right, what does he say I need to love her like? Like Christ loved the church. Do I want to think about that? Because he defined it for me right there. Mm-hmm. Now, no, I want to love her and have a ooey-gooey feeling. That's my definition. No, he says, Dave, you need to love your wife like Christ loved the church. So now I need to, if I'm going to understand what he said, I need to start thinking about that definition a little bit and try and get it clear in my head. And I think that's what we as teachers do. We work at trying to clarify what God said. I don't come up with anything new. I've never come up with anything new. How can you? God came up with it already. It's already in the Bible. So a good marriage. Here's what I've concluded from that. In both cases, in the idea of lust and the idea of marriage, the young men that I work with, once they get where they're honest, I ask them, get in this habit instead. And I define it for them. The Bible says that we should be about loving other people. What that means is that we are consumed with the good of somebody else. So I've defined it for them, the good of somebody. So I want you to get in the habit of every young lady that you look at, every single one, I want you to look them in the eye, and I want you to pray. I want you to ask God, would you help me help this person be the best they can be? And keep looking in their eyes. And make sure that's how, when you talk to them, you look in their eye. You don't look anywhere else. And that's important. And you know what? I see if they really name the sin and they really repent and they start getting in that habit, it starts to not grip them like it used to grip them. That's all. Why? We defined it. It gave them clarity, gave them certainty in what they could do. Likewise, in marriage, when my marriage is bad, I have a very simple rule. It's because Dave Wager is self-centered. Because that's the crux of every sin in the universe. That's what happened with Satan. He wanted to be about himself. When there's a problem, I start with me. What is it that I'm self-centered about? What am I being a jerk about right now? What am I, you know, what is it about me right now that's not right? Let me get that straight. When I get that straight, do you know, Don, my marriage seems to straighten out? I mean, it's really that simple most of the time. Now, I know it takes two. I understand that. But if both of us are doing that, saying, is this about me right now? I mean, am I making it about me? And then I get to look and say, what did Christ do for the church? Well, Jesus didn't need to come here. He doesn't need me. He wants me. Oh, he doesn't need me. He wants me. Do I treat my wife like I need her? Or do I treat her like I want her? Not only that, he didn't need to. He didn't benefit from being here. I benefited. Do I make it so that my wife benefits from being around me? See, I can start going through that now and defining this much clearer because I know what God said. The problem is we don't take time to define things. We just use words like love and you know, I love my wife. We're supposed to love our neighbor. You know, we just use the words, but we need to define them. And when we define them, when we're not right, we need to repent. We need to confess that we're wrong. That's all. We need to agree with God. And when we find the definition, we'll find the clarity. When we find the clarity, we'll find the certainty. When we find that, we're going to find peace. And we're not going to find it apart from that. Otherwise, if you're living a hopeless life, it's because you've done it the other way. Everything's foggy still. Get the definition.
That's some great thoughts, Dave. You know, we started the program by letting you know this is the program called Conversations. But it comes to you from Silver Birch Ranch. And Silver Birch Ranch has been a wonderful supporter of this radio ministry for a couple decades now. It's very possible that maybe you need to be checking this place out. I'd like you to go to the website at silverbirchranch.org. Again, that's silverbirchranch.org. You've been listening to Dave Wager. I'm Don Shire. And Dave, we have about 45 seconds left here. What if you were listening today, or if you knew of someone listening today and they've never heard about this place, why should they check out that website? Why should they get up here?
You know, because like any tool in the hand of a great builder, the tool is only as good as the builder knows how to use it. Hmm. Silver Birch Ranch is a tool. It's a tool for leadership development. It's a tool for evangelism. And they should come up and let me show them how to use it because it's something that will change how they do things. Sometimes we work just too hard at making something work when the tool's there to make it easy.
All right. Well, get to the website at silverbirchranch.org and find out that you have a new tool in your arsenal. Thanks for listening.